720 WGN, your money matters. Should you lend money to your friends or family? And what do you do if they don't pay you back? Well, let's get Kimberly Palmer on the line now. She's from NerdWallet. And Kimberly, this is a, this is a subject that's a little touchy. As more and more Americans continue to borrow from friends and family, that can cause some problems, huh?
It really can. It can be such a stressful subject, and it can even ruin relationships. So you have to tread really carefully.
And I was looking at a census poll that they did, and they say 25.6 million people, more than 10% of U.S. adults, had to rely on support for their financial backing. That was up from the previous year. And look, no fault. I get it, right? People have dreams. People need a little help along the way, and people want to help. I think that the impetus, the goal is noble, but the reality is different. A lot of these people can't pay you back.
That's exactly right. And it really underscores why it's so important to talk through the details of what you're getting into before you let anyone borrow money from you. So you just want to make sure the terms are clear. So we would really recommend before you actually give someone money, especially friends or family, just talk through what are the expectations. Do you want to be paid back? Do you need to be paid back? If you are getting paid back, is there any interest that you plan to charge? When do you need the money by? You really want to make sure that you're clear on all of that.
Boy, that's a great point of even just saying, yes, by the way, this $5,000, I do want it back, is important, right? Because if you do, you should say it, because then someone might think it's a gift instead of a loan.
Exactly. And you don't even want to just say it. You actually want to put it in writing. So it can be really helpful just to spell out what everyone's expectations are, because it's possible to have misunderstandings. Maybe you each have something different in mind. So you really want to put it in writing if you can. And that way, if someone doesn't pay you back, it just makes it a little bit easier to bring up and say, hey, let's go back to this. Let's talk about it. Because the fact is, you might actually need that money back.
Yeah. And do you advise, writing out, here's what it will be per month, here's when it starts, and maybe even let's say you're a little bit late, maybe we'll do 1% or something, right? Where you're just trying to incentivize that is already written out.
Exactly. So at the minimum, you want to have the basics spelled out of what exactly you're lending to the person, when you want to be paid back. And the deadline has to be really clear. And then what often happens is that the person you lend money to, they might run into more trouble. They might not have the cash to pay you back. And in that situation, if you have the flexibility, you can be a little creative. So maybe you can give them more time. You could even spell out a payment plan. So, for example, say, hey, you can pay me back this amount each month for the next 6 months. Just give them that flexibility. And in some cases, if you can, you could even offer that they could pay you back in other ways. Maybe make dinner for you, offer you other things that they're good at, because they might just not have the cash. So you can offer that flexibility.
Yeah, I feel like the writing it down is important. It keeps both sides honest. And also, there's kind of that awkwardness where you're like, maybe they forgot that maybe they forgot I lent them money, or maybe they forgot that I owed them a little money. But then that's just awkward. Then you're just kind of living on pins and needles.
Exactly. It can easily get so awkward. And actually, that's one way that peer-to-peer lending apps or even payment apps like Venmo can come in really handy, because you can send a request through the app and not even have to bring it up in person. So that's another option.
If someone's not paying you back and they're a close friend, they're a close family member, is there a point where you have to just consider forgiving the debt, moving on to save that relationship?
Absolutely. And in fact, I would even suggest before you lend someone money who's a friend or a family member, maybe consider only lend what you're willing to ultimately forgive, because it's probably not worth ruining that relationship to get mm-hmm. the money back. And so you might want to, only lend what you can afford to lose, to put it that way. And yeah, something to consider, because the fact is people might end up not being able to pay you back.
Right. 224 had actually texted in before you said that. Never, ever lend more money than you can afford to give. It was wise words from their dad. It's a little bit like a casino. Never put more money on the table that's going to make you hate yourself if it never comes back your way.
It's good advice for sure. As an absolute last resort, you could always pursue, you know, legal action, take them to small claims court. But the fact is, that's going to really damage, if not completely ruin, your relationship with the person. And it, probably you value that relationship more than the money, hopefully. And so it's really something you want to avoid.
Yeah, you know, we had a guest on one of our first shows when the show started, from Pigeon Loans, where they actually created an app and a payment plan system. There are apps out there that can help kind of mitigate a little of this by not only you just putting down on a piece of paper, but utilizing the app to kind of set reminders. And that way it's kind of like a third party's helping you out. Have you heard of some of these?
Absolutely, I have. And I actually think they're so great because it takes out some of that awkwardness. You don't have to go up to your friend and ask for the money or remind them. The app actually does it for you.
That's
and
smart.
So it really helps. I think it can help preserve your relationship because it makes it less personal. They're getting requests from an app and not from you.
That's great stuff. Kimberly Palmer from NerdWallet, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good advice there. If you've got any advice about lending to friends, 312-981-7200.